Democrat Van Hollen travels to deported migrant in El Salvador. By Neil Monroe on April 16, 2025. Democrats and their media allies are portraying a deported illegal migrant from El Salvador as a martyr of U.S. migration policy. So helping President Donald Trump's deputies spotlight the Democrats' sympathy for criminal illegals. The deported migrant, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, shouldn't have to spend another second away from his family. In Maryland, Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen announced on Tuesday evening, adding, "I'm flying to El Salvador tomorrow morning to check on his condition and discuss his return." Senator Van Hollen seems to be under the very confused impression that this MS-13 terrorist is his constituent, responded Stephen Miller, President Donald Trump's chief migration advisor, adding, "He is, El Salvador, President Nayib Bukele's constituent. He is not a Maryland man. He is not a Maryland anything. He is an illegal alien from El Salvador with a deportation order from the United States. He is even not allowed to legally be in our country. Under the due process that these Democrats so venerate for illegal invaders, it is legally impermissible for him to have one more minute in this country. So we honor the law and obey the law by getting him out of this country." And if the entire Democrat Party was to work itself into a state of emotional hysteria to demand the return of illegal gang members and terrorists to our shores, then that 21% polling support will soon be 15%, and then will be 11%, and then all they will have left will be actual, confirmed MS-13 members. Many polls show that the public strongly supports Trump's policy of deporting migrants. For example, Breitbart News reported on April 15 that by a margin of 74% support to 26%, voters support deporting illegal aliens who have committed crimes. A full 70% support closing the border with only 30% opposing. But Democrats are hoping to wear down public opposition to migration by a relentless elite-funded surround sound PR campaign that subordinates Americans' concerns under the Democrats' preferred wave of migrants. Homeland Security spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin trolled ABC News for describing the deported migrant as a Maryland man. Other Democrats are pledging to join Van Hollen on the trip to visit the deported illegal, including Representative Robert Garcia, DCA, a former illegal migrant. The Democrat-affiliated establishment is also spotlighting the man's crying wife to claim the Maryland man can be returned to the United States even though a judge ordered him deported in 2019. The migrant was not deported that year because a judge said he would be threatened by gangs in El Salvador. But the gangs have been rounded up and detained in the infamous Scott prison. And Trump has inked deals with several countries to accept illegal migrants who are being rejected by their home countries. The White House is expanding the dispute to show other migrants deported by Trump. Brutal killers and rapists, all taken off our streets in just the past week thanks to the tireless work of ICE. If Democrats and the media had their way, they would still be roaming free, said a White House account on Twitter, which added, "Here are just a few of the criminal illegals ICE has arrested in the past several days."